Episode 42 of IBC Podcast.
Welcome to the Integrated Bilingual Counseling Podcast, where you will learn topics related to your well-being, emotions, marriage, relationships, parenting, immigration, and more. And now your host, Jose Villafuerte, and co-host, Myra Aguirre.
Hey, hello. How's everyone doing? How are you, my friends? This is Jose Villafuerte, the host of this your weekly podcast show. And we're excited and at the same time sad about the situation that is happening here in the United States, and to be more specific, at the border with Mexico. And as you know, I'm accompanied by Myra Aguirre, our co-host. How are you, Mayrita?
I'm good. I'm happy to be able to talk to everybody today and share some sad information of what is happening nowadays here at the United States.
Right. So we're excited to be here, you know, because we're recording one more episode for you guys. And thank you very much for tuning in and to be our loyal listeners. And at the same time, as I said before, we are sad about what's going on at the border with Mexico. And so the topic of today, my friends, is about the kids, about thousands of children that are being separated at the border with Mexico. And this is due to a situation, a policy that was implemented by the current government, the current administration of Trump. The policy is called Zero Tolerance, which states that any individual who is caught by Border Patrol officers at the border will be detained and prosecuted, including those who are seeking asylum in this country. So that's the first part of this policy. The second one is that if these individuals are accompanied by a minor, these minors will be treated as if they weren't accompanied, which means that they are going to be separated. They are being separated and placed under the custody of the government.
It's such a sad thing that's going on now. We see children being separated from their families. We see children being punished for something that they don't even understand. You know, they're coming here because their parents are bringing them, not because they can make the decision of being here, and they're suffering the consequences of being incarcerated and being the most traumatic part is being separated
first, from their parents.
Exactly. First from their parents, but also from their culture, their language. They come here, these kids don't even understand what like the guards are like talking about. I've heard that there are some Hispanic bilingual officers. Workers and officers. But now we need to go into what is dialect, right? We see that these kids are coming from Mexico, El Salvador, Honduras. We see all these kids coming from places where maybe the regular Spanish from Colombia, they don't understand. And since they're so little, they're afraid, they're scared. They're going to really understand half of what they're being told. So we're looking at traumatizing thousands and thousands of children that if the government is going to have them separated and they're going to be in the United States for the rest of their lives, then we're bringing in thousands and thousands of traumatized children that will have consequences when they grow up, and they're going to be here, and those are the future of our country then.
Right. And language is not only the only barrier right here. We're talking about the whole culture in general. Like Mayra said, these are kids that are coming from different parts of Central America, South America, all of them with different customs. That's the piece of information that not everyone understands. They only see that these folks are coming, you know, these children are coming from these countries because of the conditions that they live under. But along with those things, it also comes, you know, what is culture. And by detaining them and by caging them, it's an act of trauma towards these kids. And according to the news and what we've seen on social media, it is estimated that 2,000 children are being caged. They are being caged in different places, warehouses. We know that they are located in Texas, New Mexico. Now they're being spread to other states, such as New York and even here in Connecticut, where we do this recording. So it is awful what is happening. And all of this is occurring because of the current government, the administration, the Trump's administration, who is attacking Latinos And for those who are going to tell me that he's not doing anything, that he's not a racist, that he's not targeting Latinos, come on, you know that that's bullshit. You know that he's been doing this since he started running his campaign when he was attacking Mexicans. And even now you can see the evidence, the clear evidence of what he's doing towards us Latinos. So as you know, or as you can see, I'm very passionate about this this topic. I dislike what is happening with those kids. I can even imagine, you know, what those kids are going through on a daily basis. Every single night when they go to sleep and their parents are not there with them, is I just don't have any words to describe that. And to see what we see on the news, those kids crying, those recordings of kids crying just breaks my heart. And this is not the first time that happens here in the United States. Please take in consideration that this has happened in the past. This is the history of this country. This is something that should be taught at schools. This has happened with during the Second World War with Japanese. This happened with African Americans. This also happened with the Native Indians of this continent. This is not the first time that is happening, my friends. History is repeating itself over and over, but we must stop. We must stop what is happening, what is going on now. So with this, I want to talk to you about some definitions and about some facts. The first one is the definition of child neglect. Mayra, would you like to talk about that one?
Sure. The definition of child neglect is when a child has been subjected to live under circumstances or conditions injurious to himself and their well-being. With this definition in mind, it is important to emphasize that minors who have immigrated to this country is for the simple reason that they are fleeing from the circumstances already mentioned above. We need to really think about the children, that what are they going through, having them live under the circumstances of being caged, of being separated, not only from their culture, their what they know, but now from their families. They are in a place where they probably don't understand most of the people who are around them. They need, kids need that support, that hug, that praise, that attention that they are not getting in these cages. I'm sure that there isn't a guard for each kid or a guard for every three or four kids, which is what maybe they can have some kind of attention, some kind of interaction with. But we're seeing all these kids being traumatized, crying for their parents, crying for their lives. Basically, we're traumatizing these kids. They're going through, they're feeling so scared, so alone. And why is this happening? Why are they deciding to take away the parents from their kids? What is the benefit for them?
Exactly. What is this country doing to these children? And again, I have no words to even express what could be the things that these kids are going through in their heads. It's unbelievable. It's unreal. And going along with what Mayra was saying, this leads us to talk about attachment theory. Okay, so if you guys haven't heard about attachment theory, this is something that was exposed by John Bowlby, and this was back in 1951. And basically, the theory says that the relationship between the mother and the child influences the child's development. It explains that children who are separated from their parents experience severe trauma even when those children are cared for by other people. So no matter where you place these kids, well, the current circumstances is that these kids are being caged. That's what's happening now with those 2,000 children. But even if you were to place them in foster care with the better foster parents, they're still going to go through the traumatic experience of being separated from their parents. So that's one of the facts that we want to talk about here. And I want to mention that this government is responsible for causing psychological trauma in these children. The third one is social justice. Mayra, do you want to talk about social justice?
Sure. So part of our values as social workers is to challenge and fight social injustices. As social workers from Latin America, what we're seeing that is happening now is due to the crisis, not only at the border, but also with the other countries that can't provide the correct stability, environment. Security, environment, they can't provide for their people, which is why people are flee or flight, just running away from what is going on with their countries and then getting into the United States where they're thinking that, you know, everything's going to be okay there. We're going to be away from gangs and poverty and hunger. And we get to the border where now you don't have your family together.
Well, yes, I think that you are totally right about the fact that not only this government is responsible for what is happening at the border, but also the other countries such as Mexico, Nicaragua, Honduras, El Salvador, because those countries haven't provided the safety, the environment, employment opportunities to their people. And that's one of the reasons why our brothers and sisters from Latin America are fleeing those countries, given the situations that they go through. I mean, if you talk about El Salvador or Honduras, we know that those countries are well known for their maras, gangs, and everything that those criminal organizations have done to terrorize people in their native countries. So that's one of the reasons why those people come here to the United States to seek asylum, because under the circumstances where they live is unlivable. That's the reality. So that's one of the reasons why we're asking our Latino brothers, well, actually, we understand the situation that you guys are going through in your native countries. As psychotherapists that we both are, we've done tons of psychosocial evaluations on folks that have come from the countries that I mentioned. However, to tell you the truth, at this current moment, it's not convenient for you guys to continue migrating to the United States, given the present circumstances. So we're asking you to refrain from immigrating to this country. We're calling to all our Latino brothers to unite people from all Central America, South America, the Caribbean islands, to unite. Let's be one. Let's have all one single voice and protest against this xenophobic government of Trump and also his supporters. We propose that we should model organizations that have brought power back to their communities, such as the Black Panthers. If you guys haven't heard from them, in our show notes, we'll have a brief video that explains who were the Black Panthers back when African Americans were being oppressed at a brutal rate, even though that continues to happen nowadays. So I think this is it for today, Marita. Is there anything that you want to add to what I just said?
I just want to say, you know, this what we're looking at is what we're experiencing these last couple of months. We've seen such a hatred towards people, but not only are we affecting, you know, families in general, we're affecting children. They're not, like I said, I specialize in children, and I see firsthand how separation from culture is difficult for them. Separation from extended family is difficult. But being so scared I'm just thinking of like, what are they thinking at night? What are they saying to themselves? Children tend to ask their questions, and if nobody's around to answer those questions, they answer them themselves in their head. And most of the time, they are very critical of themselves. You know, these kids are lacking a guide. They're lacking support and stimulation and a simple hug, a simple good night that they had before. Now they are just maybe crying to sleep, which is, for me, it's very difficult to even think about. Mm-hmm. So I think that that's something that we should really think about when next time that we need to vote for our governments, and know that these children are basically going to be the future of our countries. And a lot of these children are going to have psychological impacts because of what they're going through.
Right. But of course, this president doesn't want to have these children as the future of this country, because he wants to make America great. In other words, he wants to make America white. So again, think about the words that we said here in this episode. And thank you very much for tuning in. It's a very difficult episode to speak about. We want to thank you for tuning in every single week. And of course, you know that this show is about social issues, but we'll also talk about personal growth, emotional intelligence, and resilience. So that's going to be more the focus of our episodes, but we couldn't just neglect to talk about what's going on nowadays with the current administration in this situation at the border with Mexico. That's it, my friends. Thank you very much for tuning in once again, and we'll see you next week. And you already know, if you want to know more about our show, don't forget to visit us at www.ibcpodcast.com. See you.
Thanks for listening to IBC Podcast at www.ibcpodcast.com. Regarding the subject covered in this episode, it was provided with the understanding that neither the host, co-host, or guest are rendering legal and clinical or other professional information pertinent to your specific case. If you feel you're in the need of support or services, don't hesitate to look for help.